Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Niesel. By the end of April, 200 million Americans may have received the COVID-19 vaccine. That's double President Biden's goal for his first 100 days in office.
That's great, but will enough Americans do it? While most countries don't have enough vaccine yet to meet demand, some Americans are refusing it.
Why? They may be vaccine hesitant because they don't trust the science. Conspiracy theories spread by social media is holding them back. Politicians who disparage it to ingratiate themselves with voters are a big factor.
The Association of American Medical Colleges has published a list of common myths on COVID vaccines. First is that they're dangerous. That's false. With millions of people vaccinated already, side effects are mild and similar to other vaccines. Extremely rare adverse reactions have been seen.
Another myth is that they don't work. That's false also. Studies have already shown vaccines are not only keeping people from getting severely ill, they're as effective against mutant strains of the virus.
People also believe that vaccines don't prevent transmission, so why get it? But new studies support it's highly effective at stopping transmission.
Another myth is that you don't need the vaccine if you've already had the virus. Not true. Not everyone will retain a robust immunity, and so the vaccine can fill in the gaps.
We need most adults to take the vaccine in order for us to reach herd immunity. So let's get past these fears, take the shot, and protect one another.
We are Drs. David Niesel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.